CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Saturdays, 2 to 4 p.m. Rebel.
Open your ears and you'll hear.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Radio.
Sound waves in the air.
CKUT, Montreal, Canada.
CKUT.
It's time to take sampling to a whole new level.
Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to West Indian Rivers. My name is Howard Carr.
And the co-host of the show,
Chief Sanka.
And along with the rest of the crew,
DJ Nicholas. Special guest DJ.
Welcome to West Indian Rhythms.
On CKUT 90.3 FM,
People's Station.
This is Glenn Washington.
Chief Inc is in the mix right now.
Zimbabwe.
Ndanzwa izwi rako richibva shure kwangu bawari zere vanhu zvimwe ndini ndaita manzwira pavanhu vese vari muno meso avo ese ari pauri zvimwe pfungwa dzavo vari kugaya kutokurwira.
I really want
Step right up. Hurry, hurry, before the show begins, my friends. Stand in line, get your tickets. I hope you will attend. It'll only cost you 50 cents to see.
Never you sell out your pride. Even if you think it's a go better your life, take me advice. everybody can go. We and everybody can flex. You know it, you know it. Trust is something where you can't get to everybody. Me and my family, them good. Now if you're not ready, we're not ready. You know how the stress go.
Breaking my own heart, and I don't know it. What a day, what a week. Let me get down this music here. What a day, what a week, what a week. Hey, I'm telling you, folks, I don't know about you, but it's been a stressful one. I'm just tired of hearing how many folks are going home to their maker. But you know, what can I say? Not too much. I had so much things I planned to say and to talk to you about earlier on in the week. I'm just going to try. Let me get on this music here. Only a fool breaks his own heart. And that's me. I was thinking everything would come up copacetic. But let's... continue. In Super C, I met this young man and his mom, and his apparently they're having a mask fight as usual, so I didn't get involved, but he dragged me across. Hey, Father Stretch, tell me the truth now. The COVID thing, tell my mother the truth. The COVID thing dying. I said, I don't know, not from what I've been reading. He said, no, man, it's propaganda. I said, you keep it at that. But if your mom want to wear a mask, leave her alone, you know. And that is what is happening, folks. And they are telling you, don't be fooled about this COVID thing and what have you. Me, I'm no expert on this thing. If I need to find out something, I go to people in the medical field. My brother, my nephew, my daughter. And I ask them their opinion. And their opinion matters to me where these things are concerned. Me, I'm, you can ask me anything you want about diesel engines. 16-cylinder, 21-cylinder, things like that. You know, I can tell you about the big trains, the big engines roaring on the highway. But may not know nothing about medical, speak proper English, Stretch. I don't know nothing much about the medical field. So, you know, and what I'm going to give you is my opinion. My opinion don't value much. And to Glenn Roy, sorry the conversation didn't go on a little longer. Now, my friend Glenn Roy, young guy, I met many moons ago while we were at the station. He used to come in there and just sit and listen and go about his business. In the early years, when Butcher T was a DJ, before he got rich and switch, he's going to kill me. Butcher T, for those of you who do not know, was the original DJ for this program. And so far, over the years, I've had good DJs, and they come and they go, but I still have my little mischievous one here, Mr. Nicholas. 15, 16 years now. Very good DJ. I'm impressed by him. And as this guy was talking about his friend who moved to Toronto a year and a half, 2 years ago. And since he moved, my boy, he just suddenly wasn't texting him, or he couldn't get him on the phone and so forth and so forth. So he finally got a text a couple of weeks ago. He was telling me that says life has moved on for this guy in Toronto. And, you know, he changed his number and he wouldn't be chit-chatting with this brother anymore, his friend of... They all went to Concordia, they went to PC together and so forth, he was telling me. But if somebody doesn't want you to call them because they have changed class, I guess, I don't know. He's, according to what you were saying, married to some sophisticated lady, so he doesn't want to talk with you. But... if he doesn't want to talk, you to call him on your on his phone, as I was saying. That's not your friend. He was never a friend of yours. You know, I have friends that goes back to 60 years, 65 years, whether they be what they were in their career and what have you. We still talk. We may not talk for, you know, a year, maybe two, but when we see each other, it's like we never missed a beat. Everybody's always amazed whenever I get around with some of my friends. There's one who's going to call this afternoon because, you know, we have the big Maytones happening this evening at 5:45 until 6:15. Vern Maytones. All right, we're going to chit-chat a little bit about him. Plus, I hope my drummer, my original drummer from Maypen, will be on with us this evening and so forth and so forth. So, yeah, that's what I was telling the young man. And if he doesn't want to call you, that means he thinks, if he doesn't want you to call him, that means he thinks he's above you. And I wouldn't worry about that. You know, don't worry about that. If he doesn't want you to call, but he said, but we were friends from PC when your daughter was at PC. This is how the conversation started. I said, I know, but if he doesn't want to talk to you because he has moved on in his mind, because he has a, as we used to say in Jamaica, stush lady, don't worry about that, man. That wasn't your friend. It may have been an acquaintance. I've had that happen to me once in my life. Once. Because I never ask women for their phone number. But someone I know to ask me not, you know, that they wouldn't want to give me their phone number. And it doesn't bother me one bit. No. So, young man, you're a good basketball player. Continue doing that. Don't worry about garbage. If he doesn't want to speak to you, if he doesn't want you to call, and he will call, he says, don't answer it if you don't feel like answering it. So, the time now is, what time is it? 20 minutes past the hour. I had so many things planned, you know. But, you know, it was one thing after another. I'm going to play some music. I got to pay tribute to both of them. It's a Haitian guy by the name of Michael Benjamin. Young guy, he's just about 41 years of age. Saw him many moons ago up in the East End. I went there with my Haitian friends. He must have been 17, 18, 20 years of age. He was there with a band and he was nice, strikingly beautiful, handsome young man. And Haitians are now paying tribute to singer Mika Bin, I hope I got that right, whose death on Saturday night during a concert in Paris left his country reeling. The 41-year-old recording artist, whose real name is Michael Benjamin, suffered a suspected heart attack during a performance, shocking fans who saw him collapse as he made his way off stage. I seen a little snippet of that. It's crazy. It's crazy, folks. He was appearing at the 20,000 capacity arena in Eastern Paris. He's big there. As a guest of Haitian group Carry Me, he died after suffering a seizure on stage. And you saw, you know, you could see from the little thing that they showed, guy was walking off with a towel he just threw over his shoulder and fell flat on his face. That knocked the wind out of me, I'm telling you, again. Then Montreal had its own. A lady that I had the pleasure of just sitting and watching, I think it was at the Limelight many moons ago, when she tore the place apart. Her name is Geraldine Hunt. She passed away suddenly, her son says. So, you know, life is funny. I'm going to pay a little bit of tribute to them. It's now 23 minutes past the hour of 4 p.m. And you know what? I think I should play some commercials so I can have the time to just play their music and sit back and, you know, I want to say hello to Louise and Spencer, who I'm always bugging when my thing, the Zoom doesn't work. And I want to say thanks to Jewel Jones, who I use as my testing agent. I call her, I say, Jewel, what are you doing? This party can't get on that part. Because when people use a phone, I can't tell you what to do with the telephone to come on to the Zoom because I don't use that. I use a desktop, right? So, by the way, for those of you who want to see Verd Maytones, I will be getting on to the Zoom at 5:30. The number to log in on the Zoom is 857-464-5-3028. And if you can't remember, give me a call, all right? You must know my number by now, or you're just not a frequent listener. Yes, so I'm just going to touch a little bit. My brain's not working, you know. A little bit on the Haitian young man that passed. It's a pity to see this. To all my Haitian friends and families out there, enjoy and smile. And say he has gone on to a better place. CKUT.
Ça te fait plaisir de gagner comme
yeah, I'm telling you. He had a cruel one. Collapsed and died on the stage. Why am I getting that noise? I'm getting a noise in my headphone. Hate that. Let's jiggle a wire or two and see what happens. Anyway, as I was saying, young man, 41 years of age, just finished the song and was walking off the stage. Someone threw a towel over his neck and that was it. This lady I'm about to play, it's a lady that I had the pleasure of just hanging around the stage because we went there with my friend Bevin to fix up a sound, and Bevin Jackson, for those of you who would know about the music scene in Montreal. And she was the queen of the disco. Because, you know, folks, for those of you who do not know, this was the city. Let me turn on this.
Okay, Google. Young man. Volume 2.
That's the Google I listen back to the program on. So nobody can say, oh, you said this, you said that. Okay, so I listen to it. But it's annoying. It talks when it shouldn't. Anyway, as I was saying, this lady, put it in plain Jamaican language, used to mash up the city when it comes to disco music. Because, folks, I've seen her at the Limelight, I think it was, and she went on stage maybe 12, 15, and all 1 o'clock she was doing the same song. And people were roaring, you know. But she was also a soul singer. You know, she was doing a song called Can't Fake the Feeling. And Geraldine Hunt, my condolences to all her family and friends. Because I haven't seen her in quite some while, and but she always looked like someone in good shape. And I don't know. When that comes, nobody knows, you know. There's a young man I listen to Butch talking about him, and it gives me shivers because he's from Little Burgundy. Didn't know him. Big guy. The young people, fairly young, middle age, they're leaving us. But such is life. It's a track we all have to travel one of these days. And let's make sure our minds are free. And we can enjoy the other side, as they say. Geraldine Hunt. Beautiful voice. Wicked entertainer. Rest in peace. A little disco, I have to. I don't have a choice. Aye. Oi. Hey. Whether you could dance or not, you know, you remember last week I was telling this young man, he said he likes some girl or whatever, and she loves dancing. See what kind of music she likes and go dance with her. I used to love my disco. I would dance. Everybody would dance with each other. Nobody cared. Yeah, here we go. Miss Geraldine Hunt. Born in America, made Montreal her home, just like us.
Loving you for many years. I know every inch of your body. I know the things that we...
Check out Noontime Cuts. I'm sure Butcher T will be doing some more stuff where she's concerned, all right? So let me just shut up and get on my disco shoes and my boots and the pants, the flared pants. What? I'm gone. Hey! Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Your body.
Yes,
I know the things that we...
turn you on. And I don't want to ever be without me. Right. I can see it in your eyes, you're thinking of someone else. I can feel it in your touch, you're only fooling yourself. You can't fake it.
Let's be honest now. Who out there was dancing the disco? That's why I was a bit late to the microphone. I was dancing the disco. You know, I think we're missing that disco thing, you know. We need to turn back the pages of time. Life is funny, boy. Did I say thanks to Jewel Jones for I sort of use her as a guinea pig whenever I'm doing anything on the Zoom. I Zoom her and I say, check this for me or check my friend because he doesn't know the Zoom. And she's always there. Always there to help when it comes to this Zoom thing. I'm not so versed in it, but I, if you do want to get on, because normally other people would be controlling it, but it's Stretch who is controlling it today. So have a pen ready, all right? And gonna slow it down a bit. It's a couple of minutes to five. 4:42, really. I'm trying to make myself relax. I'll play some commercials and where is... I am sure there's a ghost in here. It's borrowing my tools anyway.
If your last vaccination against COVID-19 was more than 5 months ago, it's time to get another dose. Boosting your antibodies reduces the risk of getting or transmitting the virus, and booster doses help reduce the number of hospitalizations and deaths related to COVID-19. For better protection against the virus, book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine and follow the recommended vaccination schedule. Vaccination against COVID-19, a good way of extending our protection. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
What happened? They cut her off. Somebody did that.
Production Nuit d'Afrique presents the Nigerian pop star Yemi Alade for an exceptional concert in Montreal. With her powerful voice and energetic performances, Yemi Alade is the new queen of Afrobeat. Don't miss her spectacular concert Thursday, November 10th at the M. Toulouse. Tickets on sale now. For more info, visit Production Nuit d'Afrique.
One of the things I always tell people, and what I love about this this power radio station, is the amount of different people that listens to it. And we love it for the reason, that special reason. There's so many different programs on this station, and I mean good programs. I listen to radio all the time, and I have to acknowledge this station, you know, so I can't help it but say thank you. And for the lady who just texts me and want to incriminate me into trying to sing, because she says I know of you, and my daughter and her kids have never heard you sing a full song. So I do anything for this program. Don't throw any bottles, though. I'm allergic to bottles. I was by my friend. I went to go check him one day. And my friend Vernon Maytones has a beautiful studio. And we were sitting there because he knows my background. And he said, come sing a song and thing. So we fooled around and we came up with this. Wasn't anything planned, all right, folks? So to you, my lady in the valley, thank you. I hope it plays. Let me start it back. Come back here, you little...
Don't look so sad. I know it's over, but life goes on, and this old world will keep on turning. Let's just be glad we had some time.
the good times.
To those of you who wanted to hear a different voice sometime, I'm giving it to you all. For the Good Times, a song that was done up by Mr. Ray Price and mangled by Howard Carr. I hope you enjoyed it. And it's a request that went out to some of the good folks who listen to this station. I just want to say many thanks to those of you. On my text here. Where can I donate? Our funding drive hasn't started yet. We're giving the other community station, CJLO, a chance to breathe, and they're doing their funding drive. But I thank you for your kind words. And kindly, if you feel like donating to CKUT, don't be shy, ckut.ca. I'm sure they won't refuse it. But we do this, and it's all with our pride. I've been at this game here 30 years on this particular station because I enjoy the freedom of doing things. I enjoy what we can do without being insulting to others. And you know, it's just a nice hobby over the years. So, what else is new? What else is new? I had opened with a song there that was done up by Glenn Washington. And I think the guys from Cambodia, I'll tell you after. And he did this song. So somebody has asked me to play it again. Let me see if I have enough time. Yes, I do. So this is Glenn Washington with his African brothers. Glenn Washington and
Mbeo. This is Glenn Washington.
Mbeo.
Glenn Washington. G-Fingers in the mix right now. Zimbabwe. Jamaica.
Yeah.
Ndanzwa izwi rako richibva shure kwangu. Bawari zere vanhu zvimwe ndini ndaita manzwira. Bavanhu vese vari muno meso avo ese ari pauri. Zvimwe pfungwa dzavo vari kugaya kutokurwira.
And there is no turning back, no. This is a page in history. This vibe that I'm feeling has taken all of me. I wish you'd come over now, and set my spirit free. Ooh, 'cause I've been searching all.
Yeah.
sweet sounds of Zimbabwe and Jamaica.
Jamaica, Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe, Jamaica.
Glenn Washington and Magoo and CKUT. 9.3 FM, WFFR, all the way in beautiful Washington, D.C. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to CKUT further north. Beautiful weather today. Beautiful sounds of love. I'm telling you, what more can I say? You know, I'm going to play a song because I'm playing it for me. And I hope you will love it. There's this gentleman that sang with a group called The Temptations many moons ago. He has passed on so far, and he did this song.
My heart's been broken more than once.
I had the pleasure.
Lately, I've been afraid.
Sitting in the forum and watching this guy do this song.
But as fate would have it,
his name is Ollie Thompson, former lead singer with The Temptations. Thank you, Butch, for reminding me about this.
This time, is it real?
And, of course, my friend Sidney Brown in Toronto.
Tonight you're mine completely. You give your love so sweetly. Tonight the light of love is in your eyes. Will you still love me tomorrow? Is this a lasting treasure? Everlasting treasure? Or just a moment? A moment's pleasure? Oh,
in love.